You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Have their own firm. And I said, I mean, one of the most giving, I just love this guy. Just a really great human being. And I said, do you go to church? Ah, I don't get anything out of it. And I said, right. Well, yeah. You know, it's not necessarily what you get out of it. You might sit down next to some little old lady who lost her entire family in a car crash this week. Maybe you're sitting and sometimes even just being in church, I've had people shake my hand and welcome me and almost bring a tear to me because maybe I was in a hard place and it's like, oh, I'm welcome.
Yeah.
Or somebody comes over and gives you a hug unexpectedly, like I hug his friend Steve. He runs the mattress market here in town. And, you know, I'm sitting there all by myself, and he came over one time. I remember he gave me – I just felt so good to be acknowledged because they say being ignored is as painful – I just read this week – as being hit by somebody physically. So people – you know, you don't want people to feel ignored. It's not an – isolation like that is not a nice place to be, right?
Right. Yeah, and I think they basically say that we live in a very isolating culture right now.
You know, you have people saying this generation is a lonely one, this new one.
Incredibly lonely.
Why?
They're struggling with loneliness. I mean, they're so connected online. You know, they're in chat rooms and everything else, but they have very limited human interaction.
We're being duped, I think. You know, you'll see kids and they'll be texting someone. They're sitting with three other kids. They're texting someone. Then that other someone shows up, and then they ignore them because now they're texting with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the electronics have been a real problem. I mean, there's with every technological advance, there's really good that comes with it, and there's also negative.
Well, there was really widespread pornography used for quite a while, but now a lot of these young people, believe it or not, tens of thousands, like I think it's pray.com. I think they said they're getting 10,000 young people a day. We know about that Catholic priest. He started us like going through the Bible, and within months he had millions of followers. And there's all kinds of these Protestant or non-denominational pastors that are popping up, taking people. It's growing by leaps and bounds. Young people are now, instead of seeking out pornography online, they're seeking it. They want the truth. They want... You know, isn't there a built-in want in us for a relationship with God?
We're created in the image of God. So we're going to look to other things like potentially pornography or alcohol or, you know, whatever it is, any other thing other than God to try to satisfy that void.
People get obsessed with sports.
But our hearts are restless until we find our...
Is that biblical? Our hearts are restless. It sounds like it is. Our hearts are restless.
I'm trying to remember. It's a quote from somebody. Our hearts are restless until we find our rest
in
you.
What is the quote? Say the whole quote.
Well, I'm not. I don't think I'm quoting it perfectly. Our hearts are restless until we find our rest in Thee. I think it is.
And, yeah.
So anyway,
isn't that true?
And the bottom line is, ultimately, we're all because we're created in the image of God. We're all looking. We're not going to be satisfied until we find Jesus. And come into personal relationship with him. But one of the things, so there were some interesting things about this whole nuns survey. You know, it's plateaued off.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding, as you were saying, now that it appears as though young people are beginning to come back into the church, or they are affiliating with specific religious expressions. And one of the things that has been very interesting for me personally is men in Generation Z, born between 1997 and 2012, are now as religious or more religious than females.
Really?
So almost, I think, every generation prior or, you know, as long as they've been tracking this, women, I think as most of us understand, tend to be more spiritual or more religious until Generation Z. Now, apparently the Lord is raising up young men who are seeking the Lord and who are interested or more interested even than women. So I suspect this whole discussion about the nuns is on the verge of shifting and changing. I believe that we're probably on the verge of a great the next great revival.
I would think so, too. I do know, I mean, I hear spatterings of this. Look, I'm a 72-year-old guy, so I don't have my thumb necessarily on the heartbeat of society, young society anyway, but and this is a very thin, superficial overview. Okay, so they have these sites where you can go meet somebody. They even have sites, I forget what it's called, you can meet somebody tonight. And, you know, fedaddle around.
Whether it's Tinder
You know, well, there used to be the male has to have a challenge. You remember they always said the man marries the woman who says no. Well, there's so much yes going on now, and even females are aggressively asking men out. It's kind of it kind of takes away from the shine of it. And they're going, okay, sex on demand is not really fulfilling. There's more to life than this. And the good news is if they do seek out God and they get close to God, then they're going to find out that the greatest gift, of course, is he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing and favor of the Lord. And to meet in that environment, and I would suggest that to young ladies too, you know, you find a church you like and you're going to maybe you meet somebody who has some scruples, you know.
Right. Yep. And I think this whole discussion, I can't help but think about Charlie Kirk. Because, of course, Charlie Kirk was a leader in terms of challenging not only young women, but young men especially to seek the Lord, go to church, get married, have more children than you can afford. I mean, this was
why I didn't have kids. I said, I can't afford it. I got to wait till I have, you know, so many millions of dollars so I can afford a nanny or whatever it was. You
know? And Charlie saw that, and he spoke directly into it, and it was such a countercultural message that, you know, it's quite possible that this Generation Z, I mean, that who knows what role Charlie Kirk had in kind of shifting this attitude of young men towards religion.
Well, I tell you what, I've had many men, old and young, come up to me and say, I never heard of Charlie Kirk until he died. Yeah. Like almost like a sacrifice. And this guy was nothing less than a genius.
Yeah.
But all he did was he had controversial views contesting and wanted to have debate. But when another side wants to kill those who simply want to have debate about ideas, we've come to a very bad place. And I saw a pastor on YouTube just this morning, and he said, you know, this is not what we think of this. It's not like having a contest of debate. They are killing people who don't have their same opinion now. Mm-hmm. And it's far and wide. And, you know, so Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of light and darkness. And if you're listening to this broadcast, Jesus said he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. And I think that time is coming very close. And, you know, if you're given over to demonic spirits or whatever, I don't know how it all works, but it seems like they're blinded on so hateful. There's so much hatefulness out there. Shooting Republican senators, you know, when they're playing baseball, and everybody forgets about these things. Or this little girl dies out west. Who is a nursing student, yet nobody makes any big deal about her, yet somebody else who's a foreign person here illegally and has committed crimes, they want to somehow protect. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible warns that in the end times they will say that which is good is evil and that which is evil is good. We are there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure there are people who are listening today or who are concerned about what they might perceive as the overreaching of ICE in Minneapolis. And I think underlying all of this is I think we're all desperately seeking the truth. We've got a crisis of truth in our country and really in the whole world where people are really hungry to know really, what is the truth? You know, you've got different people who are giving different slants on what is true and what is false. And we live in an AI world. We're not sure when you go online you see a video and you're not even sure if what you're watching.
This lion eats up this lady. And
exactly.
Know.
Yeah. Like what is.
And they say this is for AI entertainment. If you look down at the bottom.
Yeah.
I hope they keep posting that. Because just this morning I was thinking about buying some new headsets. And I was on, and this person I'm thinking is talking back and forth. And I'm saying, well, you told me it was going to be $79, and then it comes up, it's $150, and then you wouldn't accept my credit card. Well, we can work this out. And I said, I'm not talking to a human, am I? And they said, no, I am your AI representative.
Isn't that
so immediately I ended the conversation.
Yeah. No, it's wild. So I think that we're going to see a continuing hunger for the truth. And the question is, where are you going to find the truth?
Yeah.
And of course, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father.
You know, everybody wants to tell me, oh, I have a friend down in Key West, and I've known him for years since I was a 14-year-old kid. And he was a teacher who got arrested for smoking pot and having pot in his possession. He got fired when he was 24, ends up in Key West. And my friend Richie, and we went to, actually, we went to Woodstock. He was in the van with us when we went to Woodstock together in 1969. And he and his brother Bob. But, you know, he said, what were we talking about?
The way, the truth, and the life.
He thinks that there's many ways. And I said, so he believes Jesus was a good man and one of the ways. So, well, if he's one of the ways, then he's either the Messiah or he's a lunatic.
Right.
Because he said, no man comes to the Father except through me.
Yeah.
Buddha, Muhammad, you know, whoever, Confucius, none of these people said they died for their sins. Many of them, like Muhammad, said, you need to die for me. Jesus said, no. I died for you. How else could someone tell you that they loved you? The ultimate thing they could do is lay down their life for you.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
Yeah, and he did that in payment because God demands purity. We're in a fallen state. God was going to annihilate man. You know, he repented of having made man, it says in the Bible. So he said, okay, we'll have a plan. So he sets up this whole thing through the Jews, the prophets, the Isaiah. Read Isaiah. This is the guy's going to, we will look upon him whom he pierced,
mm-hmm.
and by his stripes we will be healed.
Yep.
What is it?
Isaiah 53.
Yeah, right. Et cetera. And so,
I think it's verse 5. Isaiah 53, 5.
And so either Jesus was a lunatic, or he was the real thing, and he is the real thing. I happen to know it from my experience.
Yeah.
But I can't convince others that.
Liar, lunatic, or Lord. I think that was C.S. Lewis.
Lunatic, or Lord.
You got to make your choice. He's either a liar, he's a lunatic, or he's Lord of all.
Yeah, and you know, he said, the world hates me. People say, oh, I don't hate him. Yes, you do. You hate him. Because he said, the world hates me because I reveal to them that their deeds are evil.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to be told what they're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I think there's, on a positive sense, there's a deep hunger for the truth. And my sense is that you're going to see...
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for a new day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
Kamikaze, my death is gain. I've been marked by my maker, peculiar destiny.